Yo, bro, this is Vince Russo, and you're listening to Dynamo's Dozen. This is the best, bro. This is where you want to be. Just hearing the guy say, tree, 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 watch this show, Dynamo's Dozen. This is the best, number one. Take care, bro.
You're listening to Dynamo's Dozen. Now let's welcome your host, Team Dynamo Kelly.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to Dynamo's Dozen, the podcast that we bring you each and every single week, where I talk about whatever may be on my mind, from pro wrestling, sports, entertainment, music, movies, musically, fresh socks and jocks, and everything in between, never forgetting the talk. And of course, it is myself, your host, Ian the Dynamo Kelly, joined, as always, by my right-hand man, my co-host, Niall, the shopkeeper Hogan. How are we doing today, Niall?
I am doing really good. I am getting very excited. We're kind of like the Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon of these podcasts now, aren't we, really?
Yeah, and it's kind of like I'm Gorilla, which I never would have thought, because I'm the play-by-play, and you're the colour. It's something's changed in the universe. The planets have aligned. I don't know what's going on.
Absolutely.
But look, before we get into today's show, as always, we want to take care of a little bit of business. I want to mention something here, which is our newest sponsor here on Dynamo's Dozen. It's a sponsor of another show, of course, that I host on the Slab Horror, which we have a YouTube channel available also. So if you are a fan of horror, as I've mentioned recently, go and check that out. And we've had some great guests on in the world of horror, and more to come, where we kind of sit down, review movies. We have debates about movies. The latest one is a debate over what is better, Dog Soldiers or American Horror Story, where myself and a former Four Pod Man, Mr. Carl Kingwall himself, team up against friends of the show, Ted and Greg, where they're defending the honor of Dog Soldiers. So that's actually really interesting. It's really cool, really something a little bit different. So check them out. But the most important thing is we do have a new sponsor, and it is Fright Rags. Fright Rags is literally, in my opinion, Niall, you've seen some of the merch that these guys put out there. It is literally, you've been in the merch game yourself. You know what's good and what's not. They are the best in horror clothing. You can check them out at frightrags.com. So what you're going to be looking for is fright-rags.com. And if you input the code, discount code, OTSHORROR10, that's going to get you 10% off. So literally go there with about 100 quid, 200 quid, whatever you got, and buy in bulk, because trust me, that 10% really, really makes a difference when you buy in bulk. Niall, you know all about that. Those 10% are great when you're buying a bit of stuff.
They add up around October when you're doing your tax return, all right? Yeah, absolutely.
100 million percent.
No, the thing, I suppose, there's no such thing as a bad horror shirt, is there?
No.
All brilliant, aren't they? Especially the classic ones.
Dude, they have, just to give you an example, also check out their Instagram. Their Instagram is probably as good as their website. So it's Fright-Rags Inc. But just type in Fright Rags, it'll bring you to their Instagram page. Check out their latest merch. There's also a shop on Instagram, so you can just go directly and buy the stuff from Instagram if you're not into the old school www. Like us old men here. Go check it out. The latest line that they have is The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing, because of the 40th anniversary collection. Niall, there's some gems in here that I guarantee you're going to pick up. There's a couple of beautiful long sleeves there. Which I'm a long sleeve guy. I don't know about you, but when you get a good long sleeve, there is nothing better. But the t-shirts, they actually do them in that kind of light blue. Like, you know, you've got that kind of the thing where he has the light shining out of his eye. There's a light blue, just plain t-shirt. There's a light blue long sleeve. They have some of like the tie and dye where it's a light blue and black. Oh, it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, like that 3D smoky effect off it.
Yeah. And then they have some great Evil Dead merch on as well. That's another some of their latest latest clothing for all of y'all.
Classics. So
amazing stuff. And then, of course, our longtime sponsor of the show, Mr. Niall Hogan himself, yours truly, coming up to WrestleMania week. I'm sure we're in WrestleMania week. We're literally... What? It's Tuesday now, so we're what, 4 days away.
Four or five days away
from the big two nights of absolute mayhem, which you're going to be there, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But tell them it is business as usual at WrestleMania, Ireland's only wrestling shop that you want to go to, where you can physically go there in person and buy whatever the hell you want and go old school. Or if you don't want to go old school, you can also go onto Instagram at WrestleMania as well, and you can put in orders there, or they can hold stuff for you and have it ready when you go in. So Noel, tell us.
Yep, this is a big week for us, obviously, in WrestleMania, and we've been on our toes reacting to it as well as the matches have evolved and the changes and the announcements and the Hall of Fames and all this kind of stuff. So we're stocking up big time on t-shirts at the moment. Stone Cold Steve Austin, of course. We have the NWOs, all the regular ones that are in there. Of course, we did our show on Scott Hall, which got great feedback and stuff like that. It was an absolutely brilliant show. One of our viewers corrected us slightly where he said that he actually did hold a world championship down in Puerto Rico. But it was a slight bit of a stretch, I said. I went back to him on it and I said, there's world championships and there's world championships. If you've been in WWE, WWF and WCW and you've held the IC belt and you've been a part of one of the greatest factions ever in wrestling and stuff like that, I thought it would have been an ill taste to mention that he was a world champion down in Puerto Rico. I said to him, it might have been the My Waddy Orange of championships, maybe, you know. So yeah, I didn't really want to go there on it.
Well, yeah. we appreciate the feedback.
I thanked him for the feedback, obviously. Yeah,
we absolutely do appreciate that. But I explained to him that
we were well aware of it, but we were talking top level about a man's career and stuff like that on his passing. So,
well, yeah, the fact that Scott himself wouldn't have considered himself a world champion from his that is, you know, his
yeah,
know, big win in Puerto Rico was probably tells you everything you need to know. But yeah, that's it. That's so obviously, as we said, go to WrestleMania. Instagram is probably the best place to reach out.
We just got in Royal Rumble, the new Royal Rumble DVD just really came in today. So
nice.
Outside of that, we have Austin, lots of Austin shirts coming in, obviously, with the big announcement. And we've lots of Undertaker shirts in, obviously, again, with the big announcement. We'll be getting into these during the show. But we also have some classic stuff coming in, NWO, Outsiders, all that kind of classic retro stuff, DX. We always stock them up around WrestleMania time because it tends to be, WrestleMania doesn't tend to be about the current crop of guys. When you get into WrestleMania season, you often revert back to the WrestleManias that you loved and adored and the matches and stuff like that. So it's the classic stuff, the Shawn Michaels, the DX, the Triple H's, the NWO, the Outsiders, all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. And again, like we said, if you are into Niall's trinkets and offerings that he has available to all you lovely ladies and gentlemen, then do go and check them out. And of course, like I said, if you want to get yourself some of that badass horror merch, go over to Fright Rags on Instagram or frightrags.com and use OTS Horror as your discount code to get 10% off. So that is enough business for today. Now what we're going to talk about is the granddaddy of them all. New York's finest, the mafia boss himself has brought WrestleMania to our screens once again for a 38th year in a row. You are, many people probably know this already, But for those of you who are only joining us for the first time, or for those of you who are out of the loop, Niall is actually going to WrestleMania this year in the beautiful Lone Star State of Texas in Dallas, the home of the grassy knoll and the death of the greatest president of all time, JFK. Niall, you're going to be there. I am not jealous at all.
I don't think I've been more excited about a trip, because this has been 3 years in the making, obviously, with everything that was going on in the world and the shutdowns, and we couldn't travel and we couldn't do this, that, and the other. And it's there's been dollars there sitting in the wardrobe that have been gathering dust now for a good few, a couple of years at least at this stage. So I'm looking forward to using them. But yeah, we've a mega week absolutely planned over there. You know, WrestleMania, the two nights, there's got Raw on the Monday, we've got SmackDown on the Friday, plus the Hall of Fame, all blended into kind of one. We've got WrestleCon on Thursday. I sent you over a video today of me packing up some pieces that I'm going to get signed. I'm going to be meeting the great Ted DiBiase. I'm going to be meeting Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm going to be meeting the Powers of Pain, the Warlord and the Barbarian, Demolition, Axe and Smash, to name but a few. Also, I think I'm going to be meeting your favorite and somewhat mine, Brett the Hitman Hart. So there's a good few there.
Tell him I said hello. Absolutely. You remember that kid from Ireland that he always makes sure that he says hello.
The Total Package, Lex Luger, and a few others. So we're going to have a ball. WrestleCon to me is the, at times, the height of my trip, because I love going and meeting the legends and the older guys who, unfortunately, year in, year out, we tend to lose a couple. And we had a pre-party planned. I mentioned it on the Scott Hall one. We were supposed to be having a pre-party with Scott Hall, Ric Flair, DDP, Kevin Nash, and Jake Roberts the afternoon of Mania. And obviously that's fallen through. I think it's only DDP now and Ric Flair. I think Kevin pulled out, obviously, because of Scott's passing, obviously Scott. I'm sure Jake probably pulled out as well because of Scott's passing. I know they were all fairly tight, especially through the DDP stuff and all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to be a great week. I think on Wednesday we're doing the JFK tour, which is going to be absolutely outstanding.
You're going to have to give me some videos. Yeah, you're going to have to get some videos of that for me.
Yeah, apparently you do the whole limousine ride around the plaza and all, and then they
bring Ric Flair's driving it, is he?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be DDP.
It could be DDP with Flair in it, because he's only riding, he's not driving.
And then you've got, I think, as far as I know, I haven't looked at it fully, but they bring you up to the book depository and they show you the shot. And then they bring you, of course, to the grassy knoll and all that kind of
stuff.
Where
it really happened, obviously.
Yeah, so for me, where it's a huge, JFK has been a huge thing in my life. I love JFK, did multiple projects in school on it. Ben has been doing multiple projects even through school, and I've ramped up his interest in JFK. I think his project for the Leaving Cert this year is all about the Bay of Pigs and everything and stuff like that. So there's close links, really, really cool stuff. And of course, Oliver Stone's movie, JFK, with Kevin Costner. What a movie.
Anyone that hasn't seen it, I know it's not on the subject, but anyone that hasn't seen it and you've got 3 hours to spare, if you're interested in going down that rabbit hole in the conspiracy of conspiracies, it's absolutely fantastic. I think amazing directorial work from Oliver Stone, but also what a performance from Kevin Costner.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to challenging our tour guide on this magic bullet theory that created 13 wounds with one bullet that remained pristine. And he better have a straight face when he's trying to convince me.
It's kind of like what I said to the tour guide when I realized when I was over in Tenerife in Laurel Park and didn't realize where I was, having watched Blackfish. And
a man who got eaten by the whale.
And seeing the scars on the whales when they're coming up, I was like, shit, I shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be here. But then I challenged the lady when she says, oh, and as you can see, they've got scars on them because they like to play.
Yeah.
I was like, why is their fin down, by the way? And she was like, oh, well, it flops, but you know, when they're happy. I was like, listen, a dog's tail wags when it's happy. A whale's fin flops when it's unhappy, so.
Can defend the indefensible. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to do that. You're going to be questioning things.
Yeah. Also, I grew up, one of the other things we're hopefully going to be doing as well. I grew up as a kid. My mum and dad were huge Dallas fans. Oh. So I don't know if you remember Dallas back in the day. Larry Hagman.
I do.
Yeah. Bobby Ewing and all this, and the shower scene and all that stuff.
So I remember the famous scene when the mom got killed with the pillow. I was actually a kid watching Dallas with my grandmother at that time. Yeah, it's true.
But my parents were huge Dallas fans. And my dad, I think my dad, he kind of fancied himself a bit as a Larry Hagman back in the day as well, you know,
because everyone wanted to be
a bit of a JR. We're hoping to go visit South Fork Ranch and do the tour. So that should be... Awesome. It's kind of not necessarily for me. It's part of my childhood, but it's kind of me paying homage maybe to my mum and dad. So it's that kind of thing. So I'm sure other things will unfold and stuff like that. Oh, as part of the upper tier as well, I should say, we've linked up with the Dallas Fort Worth Liverpool Supporters Club, massive supporters club over there in Dallas. And on the Saturday morning, we will be watching the Watford game with them on April the 2nd, the first day of Mania. But we have to be in the bar at 6 a.m. because the game kicks off at 12:30 Irish time or UK time, if you like, which is about 6:30 in the morning, Dallas time. So I spoke to Jeremy there, who's the president of Supporters Club. We're going to shoot some footage for the upper tier. And we're also going to break bread and share a beer. And we're going to chat about all things Liverpool from Dallas's point of view.
Well, I have no interest in that, but don't worry, because I will be... I will probably be in Stamford Bridge around about that time. So that's why I'm not so jealous about not being there. Because if I wasn't in Stamford Bridge, I'd probably be in Dallas with you talking to Liverpool fans, which is okay, because that's pretty much the story of my life.
Well, listen, you could sit there singing Mo Salah's song as well, because you have that connection too. So it's not all bad.
True, he did score 2 goals for us. So, you know, it's we have a piece in that Premier League record thing that he's got for us.
Big time, absolutely.
So look, let's get into it. So obviously Mania, once again, over 2 nights. Night one, I think it's pretty much confirmed. We can go through it in no particular order, I guess. Becky Lynch, champion, versus Bianca Belair for the title. Rey Mysterio and Dominic versus The Miz and Logan Paul. There's a team that's just made for each other, Logan Paul and The Miz. I have to say, I love it. It makes a lot of sense. Drew McIntyre, of course, versus Happy Corbin with Madcap Moss. I don't know why this is. I hope this is on the...
That reaffirms my fall from grace that I've spoke about Drew McIntyre on these podcasts, mate. I'm friend of the show or not.
Absolutely.
But good Lord, has there been a bigger fall from grace in terms of the year he had as champion?
You know what I mean? Like, you know, for me to say this as well, and I'd mean this as no disrespect to Drew, as you say, he is a friend of the show, personal friends of both of us as well. That's a match that deserves to be on the prelims, unfortunately. And it's not because of him. And it's not because of Corbin either. He also has talent. You know what I mean? It's just it's the booking. It's the booking.
It's 100% because of Corbin.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to change.
I know it's WrestleMania week, but let's call
he's
it.
He's a Golden Gloves guy as well. Like, I'd say he could actually beat your ass. But then again, I'm not going to be in Dallas, so I can say what I want. But I disagree with him, Corbin. I think you're all right. The Usos versus Nakamura and Rick Boogs, which is, you know what I mean, just a tag team for the sake of a tag team.
I look forward to this one, though. I love the Usos.
Ah, listen, the Usos, in my opinion, are probably the second best tag team after FTR. And maybe the Hardys, who knows? Because I got to say, I do get excited when I see the Hardys back together, especially in a different company. That's pretty exciting. But we're not here to talk about that. And then, of course, what I would imagine is going to be the main event, Charlotte and Ronda Rousey, which is, it's going to be good to see Ronda getting that singles match at Mania. Looking good. Decent night one. Maybe we should kind of spend a minute or two. We're not going to go through match by match, obviously, because, you know, we don't want to do a 2-hour show here on this. But
You missed the biggest part of night one for us.
The KO and... So I was gonna keep that to last.
Lead into it. Okay, yeah, perfect.
I was gonna keep that to last because obviously this is what's gonna set up what we all hope is to come on night two.
Yeah.
Becky and Bianca. I mean, this is Becky, big time Bex is just phenomenal, isn't she? And Bianca is really just a little cutesy kind of, you know, happy go lucky type character. And yeah, you know, she's powerful and stuff like that. I just don't know whether she's at that. We said last year, didn't we, this would be a big year for her.
This match is going to make her at that level.
Yeah, I think so.
I think this is where, I think this could be the one where Becky loses and it's Bianca's WrestleMania moment. But Becky doesn't necessarily lose because in terms of the business, she's seen as doing the right thing.
Oh, no. And she's not going to look bad. That's what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying. The whole year that's come to it, I think we're both in agreement there that this will be the marquee moment for Bianca. I would agree with you. I think Bex is going to put her over.
I hope so, because she's worked her tail off, Bianca. She's worked her tail off to get to that.
And she's, Jesus Christ, she's a specimen, isn't she? So, yeah,
absolutely.
Mysterio and Dominic, Miz and Logan Paul, very, very strange like combination. But like,
this sounds like the match that was thrown together because Shane O'Mac wasn't available or wasn't allowed to wrestle on this year's card or something.
Do you think
like that.
This could be where you possibly see a little bit of a turn with Ray and Dominic? Because you were alluding to that in the build up.
You could do, or they might save it, because I don't know what they have planned for Raw. And as we know in previous years, the Raw after WrestleMania has been slightly void or disappointing of what we would expect. So it could be a case where the boys go over, and it could be a case where maybe himself and Ray get into it on Raw.
This is my prediction. Go ahead, my friend. I'm glad you read my mind, and we didn't speak about this beforehand.
No.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I think the boys win. And I think Dominic probably blames Ray. I'd much prefer a Ray turn on Dominic and say, Eddie was your father. But obviously.
Well, Dominic can do it the same way as well, saying, I wish he had been. we can go full bore on this if we want.
In there. Yeah. No, I predict that as well. Drew and Corbin, look, this is just whatever. Drew, I hope he wins. Obviously, he gets his, you know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you jumping out of your seat or jumping back to your seat from the pisser to watch that one.
No, I'd imagine myself and Dino at that stage will have found either a cocktail bar or a Grey Goose bar, and we would be viewing that probably on the screen from the bar.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll actually text you at that moment, because I'm going to be in the Chelsea bar. I've already got a little... the guys have been very gracious enough there to have given me a little section, even though it'll probably be after hours, but because it's our first Chelsea weekend, boys, the geezers, have given me a little section where they said I can have a TV and watch it. So I can either hook my laptop up to it, or they'll get it in for me if I want to pay for it. So
Shoot your phone to it.
Exactly. So I'm going to text you for a screenshot of exactly what you're doing at that very moment in that match. And I would imagine I'm going to see you and our boy Dino, shout out to Dino, sipping on some sort of whiskey cocktail. that's my prediction.
100%.
That's my prediction. I'm not giving a prediction on the match. That's my prediction for what's going to happen with yous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usos, Nakamura, Ray Boogs. It's a tag team championship, so, you know, I guess we have to make a prediction here on this one.
I presume the Usos will retain. If my thoughts on the prediction for night two happens, I can't imagine the Bloodline will want to drop all the gold.
Perfect. Yeah. So my thinking as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, if they drop them, I wouldn't be too upset either, because I kind of like the thing with Rick Boogs as well. I think he's kind of made Nakamura that a little bit more interesting, hasn't he? Because he's kind of like a bit of a nut job.
100%. I mean, look, he's a specimen.
He reminds me a little bit of a young Rick Steiner. He's just missing the ear things, isn't he? Like, he's nuts on the singlet and everything, you know. He's crazy.
Well, that's it. I mean, look, it's, you know, just looking at his pedigree here. Sorry, you might notice I've been averted to something here. Like, he's absolutely like... He's a tank, isn't he? Like, you know,
that's what reminds me of Rick Steiner. Remember, like, he was just put together, like.
Yeah. Rick Boogs, here we go. Let's have a look at him here. I'm just looking at his weight and his so he's literally, yeah. I mean, we know Rick Steiner's son is obviously in NXT.
Yeah, Bron Breakker, yeah.
So we can't call him, but he's 200 and, wow. He's 276 pounds.
Yeah, and I'd well believe it because he's solid. He's kind of like Rhino. He's solid, isn't he? He's thick.
But he's 6'2" as well, so he's actually got the height. So he's not like, it's like, imagine a 6'2".
Yeah.
Like bulldog.
Yeah. Like, but he's thick as well, so he doesn't look 6'2".
No.
Because he's thick.
Yeah. No, but if you were standing beside him, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not fucking with you. And he had a great amateur wrestling pedigree as well. So, yeah, look, listen, you know, Noel, there's not many bigger Nakamura fans than me. Just, unfortunately, you know. Look, I'm also happy that he's made his money. I mean, this lad used to get kicked in pride, like, you know what I mean? Fucking over in Japan. Now he's come over to America to make the big money. He's happy doing what he's doing.
It'll be a fun match.
Be a fun match, definitely. Now, one of the matches of the whole card, along with Becky and Bianca, for me, is obviously Charlotte and Ronda. This rivalry has been heating up nicely. I think some of the segments they've done, props to Ronda as well. Like, she, you know, that bit on the car where Charlotte was pulling her lips apart. Like, I mean, in my head, I'm going, if Ronda wants to really turn around and get annoyed about this, this could get nasty. But so professional, the two of them in their work. This has the potential to really be, now that Ronda has that experience as well. And I think she came back at the right time with the Rumble, didn't she? To have enough experience of being in the ring again and shake off any kind of rust, because it's not like she was coming in as a veteran, let's be fair. She never really got into her groove after Mania because she went off to have kids and all that stuff. And that's absolutely fair enough. But, you know, we're talking about a woman here who probably had one of the best, if not the best, debut in wrestling history. Some have said, even people of the ilk of Jim Cornette still hold that to be, you know, a fact in their mind.
Yeah.
What say you when it comes to this match? Are you looking forward to it as much as I am?
I am, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I think Charlotte is... it's hard with the stuff that's gone on with Becky beforehand, but I would refer to Charlotte as the consummate professional, which is kind of a weird line to spin with what we know has gone on with Becky and stuff like that. But I just think, I think Charlotte Flair, she's going to go down without a doubt as, from a female point of view, one of the greats, without a doubt. I mean, her lineage and her legacy and her work and her stuff like that. And she's just so, like a modern day version of the old man, but on a female kind of slant with it, but with more layers. I mean, she's, you know, when you talk about, you're trying to, you know, when you talk about Randy and Bob and you talk about Cody and Dusty and stuff like that, here's a girl who had a very steep hill to climb to match up to the dad and carry the name. And she's just transcended and gone over that mountain and down the other side, and she's off and running, and it's brilliant. That this is going to be a great match, and this will be an interesting one as well. I wouldn't be surprised if Ronda comes out on top and wins, but I wouldn't be surprised if Charlotte gives her a proper wrestling lesson within the match.
I would have thought so. And then we get on to kind of the main event within the main event of the main event, leading to really what a lot of us think is the main event. So stick with me, people. That may have been a bit of a tongue twister, but what we were alluding to, of course, is Kevin Owens, my boy. Like, Noel, you know how much a fan I am of Kevin Owens. And I wasn't always, you know this also, wasn't always. Yeah. But as soon as he came on, because you know I bought me Kevin Owens stuff and your stuff, and I remember you one day going, you're buying the KO t-shirt? I'm becoming a fan, pal. His talking, in my opinion, is so underrated. Now it's not becoming underrated, but it has been over the last maybe 7 or 8 years since he's come to the company. I think it's been so underrated. His work within the ring, I think, stands up to anybody in the world when it comes to calling matches in the ring in terms of knowing where he's meant to be. I remember when my missus Rachel was kind of like taking an interest in wrestling and seeing beyond the curtain and knowing how it works, and I'd like show her what Kevin was doing in the match because she didn't like him. She was like, he just doesn't look like a wrestler. I don't like that lad. She's like, I like Seth Rollins. He looks like a wrestler. You know, Roman Reigns. Well, all women like Roman Reigns. All men like Roman Reigns. But I remember kind of going, what's he doing? You never see him talk to people. Everything he does means something. Even when he pulls people in and he looks like he's biting their ear or something, there he is talking to them, letting them know what's happening. His timing is impeccable. His bumps that he takes are impeccable. The lad is just an absolute star, in my opinion. An absolutely incredible professional wrestler. And to be honest with you, if someone told me that he's in their top five of the current professional wrestlers in the world, there's not really much of an argument that I could make against it. So he's been obviously calling out Austin. You know, he finally done it after Raw and done it in such a way we got that fight steam by Kevin Owens, you know, where he's dropping the mic and, you know, the aggression is there. Like, this guy can do comedy and aggression. He's like a different kind of version of Kurt Angle almost, isn't he? Or a different version of maybe Austin, if you will.
Yeah, I think what it is when you... Kevin Owens is just outstanding. I've been a fan for a long, long time. Way before.
It's the Ring of Honor days. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing about those Ring of Honor guys, when they come in into a WWE audience or the WWE universe, it kind of takes a time to win them over because they see it kind of as being sort of sloppy. You're not their idea of what a wrestler or a star should be. This guy's in a set of kick pads with a cut-off T-shirt. You know what I mean? And it's just...
Hillbilly with a bit of a belly, like, looks like he's just come out of a backyard.
Yeah, yeah, and his beard is scruffy. It's not manicured. And his hair is kind of like half gelled and half thrown together. And it's like he's sloppy in his appearance. He kind of looks like maybe he showers maybe twice a week, you know, that kind of way. He looks like that. Yeah. And then if you could fantasy book, I mean, if you're talking about fantasy booking a really loose brawler with a really loose brawler and putting them together in a match.
And a mouthpiece and mouthpieces at the same.
Yeah. And I think with WrestleMania being in Texas, I mean, who else are you gonna call out? Only the Rattlesnake. Because you're not gonna call out Taker, obviously, because he's going into the Hall of Fame and that ship has sailed. But it could have been Taker if Taker was still around, but yeah, he's going to call out the Rattlesnake, and the Rattlesnake is up for it. And he says he's answered him, and he says
what about the answer from Austin? Oh my days! Like when I got that ping from notification, I was actually sitting there at my desk going, right, no matter what problems are in the world right now, and I don't mean this in a bad way. This is 1 minute that nothing else matters. You know what I mean? To choose the Metallica song, actually, that I'm wearing with this lovely T-shirt. I just literally properly, that brought me back to 13, 14 years old where I went, shit's just got real.
Yeah.
And when you see the Rattlesnake up close and personal, still looking good at 56. Yeah. I mean, he just doesn't age anyway because he's had that look with the bald head and the beard. It's like, there's not much.
He's always looked 56.
Yeah, it's grand. Nothing's changed. The lad just always works out and looks in shape. But when he called him out and says he's going to kick his ass and he's going to blah, blah, you know, this ain't just going to be a kick ass on a talk show.
This is going to be electric.
Now, one thing, Niall, that I'm sure you're very excited about, and I am very excited about. Now, look, we know cards are subject to change. They have been since the Carney days. So that's not me trying to scare anybody here, but I'm just actually trying to do the opposite of scaring people here. What I'm doing is trying to get your fucking to get you into the WrestleMania spirit here.
Get those juices flowing.
I'm trying to go with the old, you know, whether this is Akeem or Eddie Guerrero, I don't know what it is. Whatever I'm doing here, I'm trying to get you all into the moment. We all thought this would be like, oh, it's going to be a tag type of deal, or it's going to be, you know, someone there because, you know, we don't know whether Austin can go or not. As soon as I heard that he had got a ring built out his back, I went, this guy's actually getting into wrestle one-on-one. And the reason I say that, Noel, is because you and me, look, we're Austin guys, right? You know, I've Austin before Rock, Austin before H, Austin before Taker, awesome for pretty much anyone bar Bray. I'm Austin, you know. So I knew this motherfucker, and we've listened to his podcast. I mean, he's the OG of the podcast and thing that we listen to as well. This lad doesn't come back just to half-ass things. If he's coming back, the reason you've not really seen him is this motherfucker, because you could see his neck as well in that video too. It was like, that motherfucker's neck is pumped. Now, it's always like that, but it looked a little bit extra veiny. And I'm thinking this lad has been out there working out, probably with some young lads or some lads that he knows, working just on his ring position. He doesn't need to work on catch-can shit. He just needs to get the bumps in, get the run of the ropes again. I mean, his ring psychology is probably one of the best of all time, actually. A lot of people think he's overrated because of what he done. Don't forget, the man broke a neck. But what he done after the broken neck is actually where he got the money. But his ring psychology is just pristine. So you are one of the lucky ones who's going to be there live. But let's go to night one here. Owens is calling him out for an interview.
Yeah.
And this is after him putting on a baldy head on Raw, going around stunnering people.
That was unbelievable. I don't know if you, that Raw where he came out to the music, first of all, and the crowd lost their shit. So this was Miz coming out as The Rock again. Remember when Miz did the
Yes.
Rock? This was brilliant. And then he gets into the ring, and then not only does that, to take the proper piss out of the crowd, the music hits again, so they think Austin's coming down now because KO's in the ring. He drops the mic to get ready, and then he gradually strolls over with the psychology, picks up the mic, and starts pissing himself laughing again at the crowd. I'm after getting you twice in 2 minutes. Absolutely brilliant. And then just to throw it in for shits and giggles, the cameraman gets a stunner. So it was quality.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable. But I wonder, does Kevin Owens get the moment on the KO show? And I wonder, does that drive the second night then, maybe? I wonder. I'm not too sure.
I think you're right. I think he gets the moment at the end of it. But I think he's going to prod Austin to the point where Austin's going to say, right, I'll give you a match tomorrow. And that's when he's going to get the moment. I think he'll get the... you get the better of it or whatever, whether that be
I think Owens is going to attack him and hit him with a stunner on the first night, and I think what happens is Owens is going to be going up the ramp and Austin's going to get on the stick and he's going to go, if you think you're sailing out of Texas like this, he says, I'll see you tomorrow night, punk, or something like that, you know what I mean? And that will set up for night two. And
now I don't think you'll be in a bar at this moment.
No, but I will likelihood have 2 beers in my hand, and it's likely that I'll do like one of those Kurt Angle milk moments at the Hall of Fame when it does happen.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be unbelievable.
Well, then let's get into night two then. Yeah. So, Queen Zelina and Carmella, which I think is a good deal. I know I've been harsh on Carmella in the past, but I do be teasing. I just don't. She makes more sense to me now. Do you know what I mean? Because she's not
two girls that are living the gimmick.
You know what I mean? It's perfect. Versus our girl Sasha Banks and Naomi, who I think Naomi has really stepped up her wrestling game in the last
great tag team
in the last few months, 100%. And another great fucking tag team, Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, who they're kind of looking really good together, to be fair, in terms of, you know, little and large, but kind of the similar look, you know, the dark kind of look.
Muscle and the slickness.
And then two absolute fucking powerhouses. Two of my favorites, actually. Two of my favorite female wrestlers on the planet. Natalya, the OG, and Shayna Baszler, who I think is so underrated. That's a good match now. Fatal four way. That's a great match. A lot of talent in there.
Mm. Yeah, I think I suppose the only thing is you would hope it gets the time that it deserves, so everyone gets their bid in. That would be my only concern, having a match that's stacked with that much talent.
On a
Mania card.
Always. So
that's the only thing I'd be concerned about. But yeah, absolutely stacked to the gills.
Yeah, I agree. Knoxville, Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn. Listen, like I said on the previous show that we talked about Knoxville, I've got no problem with this.
No.
This isn't just like some jabroni coming in for a wrestling match, you know, that doesn't appreciate wrestling or anything like that. This is, you know, the promoting of the movie's been done. This is Johnny Knoxville coming in just to have a bit of fun with someone that has been, I suppose, promoted as a bit of a messer himself with Sami Zayn and stuff like that. So this is going to be a bit of fun. Just an anything goes match, even the way they call it an anything goes match. Not no holds barred, not old school names, just anything goes match. So I have a feeling you're going to see a bit of the crew, the Jackass, probably pop up here.
And probably see a shopping trolley and a few other bits and pieces. Yeah.
And you'll probably see, you know, the rest of the boys pop up.
Yeah, this could be your Shane O'Mac match, really. You know what I mean? This is just like, there could be craziness in it. They might have set up something crazy. Who knows? Johnny Knoxville's not immune from taking a dodgy old bump, you know.
Dude, sure, he just doesn't know how to take them correctly. That's his problem. Yeah, well,
look, you've seen what he did with that bull in the rodeo, so what can we say?
Oh, Jesus, yeah, or in the shopping in the little mini mart with a fucking butterbean,
or that big trolley going down that hill in the movie. Oof. Jesus Christ. Scary what these two might come up with.
Yeah. Then we've got Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. Now,
Pumped for this one.
Me too. I think Pat McAfee is the best new thing to happen to wrestling within the last few years. His show promoting his wrestling. I mean, I watched the Pat McAfee show. It's fucking fantastic. His interviews with, obviously, with Brock, Taker, Vince. Mac. Like, it shows you the level of respect that these boys have for him, especially Vince to go and do it. Vince dropping F-bombs as if he's just in his office. Like, oh, I don't give a fuck, man, you know? You're like, it was like, wow. And Pat McAfee gets professional.
Gets the business, doesn't he? Yeah, he gets the business.
Gets it better. Yeah. He gets it better than most people that have been in the business a long time, in my opinion. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that little video package, the little 7-minute video where he was standing on the ring talking about his love for wrestling and how it was always his real passion.
Yeah.
It transcends. That's not a gimmick. That's fantastic. Mm. And I think I think this match could be phenomenal.
Yeah. Brilliant booking as well, because it raises the profile of Austin Theory big time as well. 100%. So it's good.
And Vinnie Mac will obviously be involved in this as well. Everyone thought Vinnie Mac was coming back for a match, but obviously, you know, somebody advised him. But I wouldn't be surprised if Vinnie Mac comes out in the cutoff.
There'll be involvement, all right.
There will be involvement.
Just take it easy going down the ramp. Don't do the quad.
St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Don't take any bumps off anything high either. RK Bro. Now, I know you're going to be looking forward to this one as well, I would imagine. RK Bro and Riddle, which is Riddle and Randy Orton, versus the Street Profits, who is another favorite of yours. I know you love Riddle and Orton, and you love the Street Profits, and the Alpha Academy, Chad Gable and Otis. Like, they're also very fun. This is a nice kind of triple threat tag team. I'm not really into these matches, I'm not going to lie. I like the talent that's involved in them. I don't even like singles triple threat matches, to be honest with you. But It's for a tag team championship match again. I still think it could be decent. I think you could see good moments in it. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it's definitely another. It should be a fun match, especially with the Street Profits involved and the Academy and stuff like that. Yeah. And then you've got Orton in there as well. He'll steer the ship lovely in there, being such a veteran. You know what I mean? And then when you put Riddle in the mix as well, if you think a Riddle and the Profits on the Academy, like, it's just it should be electric and it should be a fun match. It's kind of like. It's kind of like your New Day match, isn't it? Like, it's your New Day match kind of on the card. It's going to be fun. It's going to be electric. I have to say, the Street Profits at the moment are knocking it out of the park with their promo work and stuff like that and all. They're just brilliant. Watch them there the other night. Montez is electric.
Really, I was never a fan of them before, as you know.
Yeah.
But, man, have they grown on me?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, really looking forward to that one.
Now, technically, there's only two matches left, but there's three matches left.
Yeah.
And we leave the third match to last. We're not even going to talk about the main event. We leave the third match to last as our main event, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Edge versus AJ Styles. Good Lord, am I not looking forward to this match. Yeah. I mean, AJ, again, if you wanted to call him the best in the world, he can be the best in the world on any given day that he decides to be, right? I just want to say, I don't know why Finn Balor isn't on the card on the main roster. It's absolutely baffling to me. We all thought our own Dazzler from the upper tier and has been on here before have said, you know, winning the United States Championship, you would have thought that it would be defended. We don't have an Intercontinental tag team match on this, or sorry, Intercontinental title match on this either.
The chances are, though, it could still happen. There's been a lot of haphazard stuff happen building.
Hopefully, but
so like, it could still happen.
Hopefully, because maybe it would be nice to see Inter versus US title for a winner takes all, wouldn't it?
Heck of a matchup.
But yeah, we're obviously not going to get that. Sorry, Irish fans and you know, real wrestling fans out there, but this is just how WWE works. Edge versus AJ Styles, however, that's worth the admission on a ticket alone, because Edge has really stepped up his game. We're seeing the Edge that you absolutely idolized at one point. Why don't you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, he can just, when you think...
And your wife idolized as well, by the way.
Absolutely. She got FaceTimed when he was in the shop. She got more out of it than I did. I just got mileage afterwards.
She was you should have taken the day off that day, Noel, for fuck's sake.
It was the awkwardness of her fanboying out for him on FaceTime and his wife sitting in the shop, Beth Phoenix, with him, you know, was kind of that little bit of an awkward moment. But I spoke to Beth all through, and we were talking about family life and the Hall of Fame and all that.
You marked out for her, or she marked out for him?
Well, yes. I marked out for both of them, but I was just doing a cover-up job because of the awkward moment. But yeah, look, I think this is like Edge is just, when you think he can't ratchet it up anymore, he finds a way to ratchet it up even more in a very believable and intense way. But with AJ Styles, I think AJ Styles has been in a state of limbo, I would say, for about 18 months. He's been doing the stuff with Omos. He was down in NXT for a while, doing that kind of bumpy type of stuff. Shout out to Ziggler as well, down there as well. Love Ziggler.
Yeah.
With AJ Styles, I think this is an opportunity for AJ Styles to take his flag and plant it right in the middle of the WrestleMania ring and create a wake-up call for the booking committee in WWE and for Vince McMahon to say, I'm here, it's about time I was back in a proper title picture. And I think AJ, you could see your Ring of Honor TNA AJ Styles back again in a WrestleMania ring against arguably one of the best over so many years. And I think this match is going to be electric. I wouldn't be surprised if AJ went over. And I think he's going to give us a 5-star match. I think the stuff that those two boys are going to be able to put together between Edge coming back and being the way he is and so pumped for wrestling, and AJ being that athlete in the ring and the stuff that he can do, that inside out stuff and all that, unbelievable. I think him and Edge are going to have a lot of fun that night. And I think we're going to see the phenomenal one.
Do you think... Do you think we're going to get the baby face AJ?
I don't know. I think you're probably going to get a tweener situation there in terms of you're going to get a guy who's really focused and he's going to be, you know, he's just going to be so focused on putting on a 5-star. I can't believe this is going to be anything less than 5 stars this match.
The only reason I asked that is because I'm thinking you're definitely like, Edge loves being a heel. It's going to happen at some point, right?
Yeah.
And he does things that are very heelish sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And looks very heelish.
Oh, 100%. It's easy being sleazy. You know what I mean? I don't know. We won't spend much more time on this, but even just for the future, even like we need to see if you've got nothing for him and you don't believe that AJ is in the main event level and you don't believe that, you know, the likes of Finn Balor in that main event level, let the two of them go to loggerheads over a US title or an Intercontinental title and let it mean something, where you build a feud that's a strong structure in the middle part of it. So that's just my 2 cents. But I mean, that's obvious. I don't like, that's not genius on my part. That's obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
And then of course the main event probably of the whole show, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. This is the unification. Winner takes all. This is This is big, right? I mean, the last time we saw it was, I believe, was Jericho and H, wasn't it?
Probably, I'd say so, yeah.
That would have been, but I mean, the big one, of course, was the winner take all was Hogan and Warrior, of course, at WrestleMania 6. So, and this has big fight feel levels of, I mean, I'm excited for you here now. I'm not even lying. I just got like little goosebumps there thinking, I am excited for you to be a part of this.
Yeah, this one kind of feels like it could be a Hogan Rock. This could be an Austin Rock. You know what I mean? This could be big in terms of what it delivers and stuff like that. And there's so many opportunities to create so much great stuff in this. The possibilities are endless between the two boys. You've got two guys, two monsters, two absolute athletes in the absolute prime of their career at the moment. You've got Roman Reigns, who has been exceptional for 2 years on that pathway with Heyman, the bloodline and all that kind of stuff. You've got Brad, the head of the table and all that. You've got Brock Lesnar, who looks like he couldn't be more in love with the world of pro wrestling and entertainment. I think he actually loves the business more now, even more so than
for the first time. No, he actually loves it now.
You've seen him on the Pat McAfee podcast and all. The guy is absolutely loving life at the moment. And we often say it, if you get Brock Lesnar, who's loving what he's doing, and if you book him properly with guys that he loves what he's doing,
There's nobody better.
It's going to be exceptional. And I just think it's absolutely monstrous. And I'm so excited for it. Very hard to call it. And you know, if you got it wrong, it'd never be held against you because you're talking about two guys that are just, you know, this could be the heavyweight version of Steamboat Savage.
Yeah, this is not gonna be a Rock versus Goldberg in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
This needs no help from anything other than I think this man, predictions are hard, but I think Brock gets it. I think Brock takes the win because I think he's all in now. And I think he's there. I think he's committed to the company. I think the company knows that. He knows that. And obviously someone has to shut Roman up. You know, but then again, Heyman's going to be there. There could be, you know, I think Heyman could be working Roman because of how Roman's treated him.
Your viewers are well versed on my prediction for this match.
Yeah.
This is it. This is your warlord. This is your Powers of Pain versus Demolition with Fuji moment. Without a shadow of a doubt. And if it does, that's the only thing. If that
Fuji
doesn't happen,
is the Japanese Heyman.
This will be my disappointment if that didn't happen. But I think the boys will put on a stellar match. There's no doubt about it. And I tell you, it's not going to be easy either when you're following Edge versus AJ Styles.
No.
You're going to have to put on something special, but I'm sure the boys have got together and it's going to be electric.
Right. So then let's finish on our main event, which we know is going to happen. Kevin Owens versus finally, that glass break is going to happen. We're going to see Austin come back down in that leather jacket, whatever he has on the back, either 101 proof or rattlesnake, doesn't matter. But he's going to be wearing those short black boots, those knee braces, and those black trunks. Good Lord.
I think if you have a WrestleMania in Texas, you have to finish it out with Austin, don't you? But you know the funny thing about this? The dynamic of this is going to be unbelievable because right now you have grandparents dusting off their Austin 316 shirts. You have parents dusting off their Austin 316 shirts. You have kids, grandkids, dogs. Everything in the street at the moment is either purchasing or dusting off their previous Austin 316 shirts right now to see if they even still fit. And if they don't fit, they're rushing their orders in as quickly as they can for either Austin 316 shirts or Dallas 316 shirts.
And quick segue, if you don't have one and you're in Ireland and you're in Dublin, doesn't matter where you are in Ireland, if you need one, get on to Niall at Instagram right now.
Yeah.
get your orders in, go to WrestleMania, go to the shop if you want it. It's in Dublin, same Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, of course, on the top floor. Get those shirts in. Sorry.
But if you ever want a picture of why we love pro wrestling, that picture is at WrestleMania, a grandfather, a son, a father, a son, his son, their son, all the way down, like those Russian doll sets, yep, all in Austin 316 shirts. And that is the picture of why we love wrestling, to have that handed down from generation to generation to generation. And it's going to be unbelievable. And I mean, it's Texas, it's WrestleMania.
That's going to be the biggest pop. I'm predicting the biggest pop of all time, personally.
Yeah, I mean, think. Imagine when that music hits. I mean, think about that weekend, right? We've got Undertaker going into the Hall of Fame as the lead act. We've got Austin coming back for two nights of WrestleMania in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, does it get any bigger? Does it get any bigger? We've got the AT&T Stadium, 100,000 strong. Man.
Yeah, unbelievable. We're going to have to do, maybe we'll see how time allows us to do it during the week. But we might have to do a little bit of a quick show on the Hall of Fame as well, obviously.
Just yeah,
maybe have a little rundown between yourself and myself,
yeah,
about who's going in and talk about the validity of it. And, you know, especially when it's someone as big as Undertaker. I know we've done Undertaker on the four Podmen and all, but it'd be nice just for you and me to have a little chat about that, because you're going to be there for that as well.
Yeah.
But I couldn't agree more with you. Like, it's... Like, listen, if I wasn't at Stamford Bridge, I would be there with you. Oh, I'd be last minute. I'd be like, listen, Noel, don't care. Get me a hotel, wherever it is. It's grand. They've sanctioned Roman. That's no problem. Well, they're not sanctioning me going to Dallas. Fuck it. I'm coming. So, yeah, I think that's a great way to end the show and to kind of get people, you know, for any of you guys and girls out there that are going to WrestleMania as well, be sure to comment below and let us know what your plans are and what you're most looking forward to. Predictions is the main thing. We want to see predictions here because we're going to do a post-Mania show. And I can also confirm that the great Bill Apter will be on post-WrestleMania as well. So that'll be pretty cool to do a little bit of a review as well. Noel, you might jump in on that there. You've never met Bill.
No, I haven't.
That would be really cool. And like, all I can say is enjoy the show, to you, Noel, and to all the listeners. If you're going to it, soak those Comic Cons in. Noel has told me and shown me videos and shown me some of the great merch that he's got over the years when he's been at them before. Like, they are the moments that you can't take back. So just indulge. You're bringing your money to spend it, so spend it. And just, you know, we've had 2 years of lockdown where people couldn't enjoy these moments. Enjoy your freedom again and just drink it in, man.
I tell the lads, the motto going is, the more you spend, the more you save.
It doesn't make sense to me, but it does.
The more you spend, the more you save.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you will be, because that's going to be worth money when you come back with more. So
never talk about what you're going to do. Just go and do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Now, Noel, of course, I'll be in touch with you throughout this whole process. You'll probably get some nice little snippets of Mania that we'll put into our shows here. We'll probably get a whole show out of it.
Yeah.
I suppose, Noel, thanks once again.
Pleasure as always.
Be sure, like I said, once again, if you want to get your merch, go on to WrestleMania on Wrestling Mania, of course. So that's Wrestling Mania, not WrestleMania. Most people in Ireland know who you are now anyway, so I probably don't need to say that. Get your orders in. If that shirt doesn't fit your fat ass anymore, then go to the gym. But if you need a quick fix, go get a new shirt. And on that note, that is it for this week's Dynamo's Dozen. WrestleMania 38 is upon us. We bid you adieu. Thank you very much. And for us, we are over and out.